Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 7 to 13. The Lord asked the question why he should forgive his people. His people have forsaken him and their children also. They have all gone after gods, which are false. They are not gods at all. Their words and their deeds are completely empty, like wind. God has given them everything they need for their lives. They are fully satisfied. He has given them everything that they could possibly desire, and yet they have turned aside and they have looked to the house of prostitutes and anywhere else but the Lord. Even though they have everything, they're still looking for other things. They are healthy and strong. They've been given everything for a happy life. The Lord has given them all things, and yet their backslidings are many. They look to other people for help. They looked to other men and women's spouses to give their life some kind of meaning. And they have completely left the Lord. Their eyes wander and their thoughts wander. And they are unfaithful, not just in their marriage vows, but unfaithful to the Lord also. So God asks the question of why he should forgive them for anything. Why should he not punish them? Such unfaithful children who have forsaken him. He has given them their needs, and yet they have committed adultery against him over and over. They are well fed, they are strong, like strong, lusty animals, and yet they go after each other in an ungodly way. So God sends the enemies of his people in to do his work. He tells them to go into the vineyards of his people, their precious places, their places where their needs are supplied, and they are to ravage them and destroy them. And yet, he tells them not to destroy his people completely. They are to strip off the branches. They are to take away the things that they love and the things that they need. But the people belong to the Lord. This is the house of Israel, the house of Judah. And though they have been utterly unfaithful to me, they are not to be completely destroyed. God's people have tried to pretend that they still love the Lord. They have tried to hoodwink other people, and they have hoodwinked themselves. And they tell themselves that they belong to the Lord and that they are faithful, but they are not. And so they are deceived. They have lied about the Lord. They have said, he won't do anything to us. He loves us. We are his people. He will not harm us in any way. We will never have to face war or famine. The words of the prophets, the words of warning from God, they are just wind. They will just blow through us and nothing will happen. The word is not in the prophets. We don't need to listen to them. It is a feature of those who try to hoodwink themselves and convince themselves that everything is okay, that they see God in a wrong way. They think to themselves, well, God will not harm us. He is quiet. He is a passive God. He is a forgiving God. He will overlook all these things, but he will not. People think that they are safe. They think that no harm will come to them. There is no destruction. There is no hell. There is no facing up to our ills. God will be quiet. And then eventually we come to the point where we are actually against God and we are against his word and those who preach his word. And we say, well, all these things the prophets are saying should be done against us. Let it happen to them. They are not God's prophets. We are perfectly safe. And so today we have similar things. We have people who do not believe God's word. They don't believe its obvious truth. They don't believe in the straightforward nature of its message. And so the waters are muddied and we stop believing, we cut bits out and we make it fit ourselves. And the word becomes unprofitable to them. We think that God will be like this forever, as he is silent now seemingly, so he will always be silent. And so we are further duped. And God will not always be silent. He says this in his word very clearly, that there is a day of reckoning. And there is a day when we will all face up to what we are really like and what we have done. Those who are wise will listen to God's word. They will listen to the prophets and they will turn their lives around and they will give their lives to God and they will repent. We have to let go our adulteries, our cleaving to the things of this life, our desires after the things of this life, which are empty and vain, things which are unclean, things which take us away from God. These things must be let go of if we are to have a true heart and a true life for God. So we give up our wandering minds, our wandering eyes, and we turn to God. But whether we do or not, one thing is for sure, that God will judge each one of us, and that he will decide what happens and where we spend eternity.